Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast for the 2010 Amgen Tour of California. The Daily Tour Podcast is powered by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and Bicycle.net, and hosted by me, David Bernstein from the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I'll be your host for daily coverage of this year's race. Once again, we'll ride with the pros and bring you coverage of some of the best bicycle racing in the world as the Peloton makes its way from Nevada City in the north to Thousand Oaks in the south. Over 8 stages, 800 miles, and tens of thousands of feet of climbing. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast at www.thefredcast.com and powered by the resources of Bicycle.net. For your weekly audio dose of cycling news, culture, interviews, product reviews, and more, listen and subscribe to the Fredcast. And for more cycling news, product reviews, original cycling essays, go to Bicycle.net or subscribe to their RSS feeds. And now, here's today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast for Saturday, May 22nd, 2010, and it's time for Stage 7 of the 2010 Amgen Tour of California. But before we get to that, let's recap where we are right now in the standings in this year's race. After yesterday's Stage 6 finish in Big Bear Lake, California, Michael Rogers from Team HTC Columbia is leading the general classification, 29 hours, 4 minutes, and 3 seconds. In second place is Dave Zabriskie from the United States. He's 4 seconds back of race leader Rogers. In third, Peter Sagan from Team Liquigas, 9 seconds back. Levi Leipheimer still in it in fourth place, 14 seconds back. And in fifth is Rory Sutherland from United Healthcare, presented by Maxis, 29 seconds behind race leader Michael Rogers. Today's stage is a 21-mile-long individual time trial beginning and ending at LA Live near the Staples Center, going through the closed streets of downtown Los Angeles, heading south first toward the LA Coliseum and the University of Southern California, going around that venue of the 1984 Olympics, heading back up towards downtown Los Angeles, past LA City Hall, up a tough but very short climb, making another turn, coming back down that climb, speeding back towards the Staples Center, and making one more circuit again to total about 21 miles. Considering the guys that are at the top of the GC, literally anything can happen today, and we are expecting huge crowds for what should be a very gorgeous day. But as normal, before we get to today's stage, we did do a pre-race interview, this one with Bernard Eisel, and we had the opportunity to talk to Bernard because everybody was still buzzing about yesterday's very difficult Queen stage from Palmdale to Pasadena. Here's what Bernard had to say about that day.
It seemed to be at the Tour de France. I mean, it's a fantastic race. The whole week was already hard and a big crowd out there. So it seemed really to be at the Tour de France, but in America. And now perfect organized. And going up to Big Bear was nice yesterday. I mean, it's different roads than we used to, big highways. But at the end, it was a never-ending story. I mean, we got the papers of the race book, and it was like, okay, that's the last KOM, but I looked on it and was like, no, it's not over yet, because it was still another 20-mile uphill, and it was tough, really tough. I mean, we all finished, dead.
Knowing that Dave Zabriskie and Levi Leipheimer and Bernard's teammate Michael Rogers were going to be going for it full gas at the time trial, there's a good possibility that the GC at the end of today's stage could be very close, and we wanted to know, what does that mean about the strategy for Team HTC Columbia as they head into the final Stage 8 with that difficult Rockstar climb and its 4 circuits?
I hope it's going to be really short. The time cut's going to be really close, like around 1 second, 2 seconds. And we have the jersey, then it's easier for us, because the other teams, we can lead right away groups, but the other teams have to close it down to get the bonus seconds and the bonus sprints. That will be a perfect scenario for us. Or the perfect scenario would be that, like, somebody gets it with like 30 seconds and GC is done. everybody knows, okay, we can't fight it back anymore. And then it's tomorrow just a breakaway stage. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
The big question of the day is, how are Mick Rogers' legs? How's he doing this morning? What is it like to be in the yellow jersey going into a very important time trial like this?
I had not really talked to him this morning. I said, just good morning, and I'll leave him alone today. That's what I said to him yesterday. I said, okay, my support for you today is like, I'm not going to be in your way because I take it easy today, and that's not probably the best preparation for him.
It was a beautiful day in Southern California today as the riders got ready to race Stage 7, their individual time trial, and it was going to be up to Michael Rogers to do what he could to maintain his lead and keep that Golden Leaders jersey. Guys like Dave Zabriskie and Levi Leipheimer were gunning for him and very intent in the start house. At the beginning of the day, Bert Grabisch, the German national time trial champion, set the fastest time of 42 minutes and 47 seconds over the 21-mile course, and that time stood for quite some time until HTC Columbia teammate Tony Martin came through with a blazing 41 minutes and 41 seconds. I watched the top three GC leaders make their preparations in the start house. Very different styles among the three as they got ready to mount their steeds and head out on the course. Dave Zabriskie lost in his own thoughts, taking a long time before getting on his bike and starting out on the course in his Captain America helmet. Levi Leipheimer getting extremely tense and very focused just before he got his wave to go out on the course. As he got on his bike, he looked straight down the course. Lots of people in the crowd yelling for him, including the announcer. Shouts of Levi, 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 and the announcer saying, do you want to see Levi Leipheimer repeat again? Levi was completely tuned out, laser focus down the course. And as it got closer and closer to his time, he gripped the bar harder. His breathing became more focused, and you could see the sinews in his arms tensing as he was prepared to go out there on the course and go as fast as he could. Mick Rogers getting on his bike, obviously thinking about maintaining his lead and protecting the jersey, but not getting tense the way that Dave and the way that Levi did as they started out down the course. I had the opportunity to go out on the course once again with Olympian Steve Hagg at the wheel as we followed Radio Shack's Jason McCartney around one circuit of this two-circuit time trial course. I have to say that the roads were not in the best condition, fairly typical for the city of LA in my experience, and the crowds, at least on the southern part of the course, fairly light. As we headed around the corners through the Coliseum and back up toward Los Angeles, Steve Hegg talking just a little bit about his Olympic gold medal experience in the car. We then headed straight up towards City Hall, and that's where the crowds grew. And by the time we got close to the finish line, they were 5, 6, 7, in some places 10 people deep and screaming as Jason McCartney went through the corners and headed back out on his second circuit of the course. Many of the racers commenting that today's course was not especially difficult as they're used to more undulating terrain. But one of the things that definitely played a factor was the wind as it swirled around the buildings and around the houses in the area, coming at the riders from unpredictable directions. And that definitely played havoc with their strategy on the day. Heading back over to the finish line as the three race leaders made their way in, it seemed like Tony Martin had an unbeatable time. At the end of the day, that's exactly what happened as Tony Martin's 41-41 held the day. Second place on the stage in order to secure his protection of the golden jersey, his teammate Michael Rogers, 22 seconds behind Tony Martin. And in third place, Dave Zabriskie looking extremely upset and disappointed as he mounted the third place stand on the podium at the end of the day, 27 seconds back of Tony Martin. Levi Leipheimer coming in fourth place, 33 seconds back, and fifth going to Jens Voigt from Team Saxo Bank, 59 seconds behind today's stage winner, Tony Martin. So with those results, as I mentioned previously, Michael Rogers stays in the Golden Leaders jersey of the Amgen Tour of California in 29 hours, 46 minutes, and 6 seconds. In second place from Garmin Transitions, it's Dave Zabriskie, 9 seconds back of Michael Rogers. In third, three-time defending Tour of California champion Levi Leipheimer is 25 seconds back. Jens Voigt from Saxo Bank is in fourth place, 1 minute 12 seconds back. And in fifth, it's Rory Sutherland from United Healthcare, presented by Maxis, 1 minute 26 seconds behind race leader Mick Rogers. Tomorrow, stage 8 is the final stage of the 2010 Amgen Tour of California. It's a total of 83.5 miles or 134.4 kilometers, but it consists of four circuits around the same course, heading out of Thousand Oaks through Westlake Village and Agoura, up the Rockstore climb to Mulholland Highway, and then back down again to do it all again three more times. Along the way, there are time bonuses at the sprints, and that is going to play a factor if Dave Zabriskie or Levi Leipheimer think that they have any chance of getting that golden jersey on the final podium of the day. It should be an exciting course. It will not be a celebratory parade lap for Michael Rogers. He and his team HTC Columbia are going to have to do everything they can to protect the jersey. It should be an exciting day, and you know we'll bring it to you here Monday, once again, Monday on the Daily Tour podcast. Now, once again, we had the opportunity to stop by at the press conference. Today's press conference included some comments that were read by the spokesman for the Amgen Tour of California from Dave Zabriskie. I think you will find those very interesting. Dave, once again, looking extremely disappointed on the podium, and the comments you're about to hear definitely reflect that. You will also hear comments from race leader Mick Rogers and his teammate and stage winner Tony Martin. Obviously, Tony Martin is the one with the German accent. I'm just going to play you the comments. I hope you enjoy them. And at the end, we'll close out the show and get ready for stage 8 on Sunday. And we'll bring you the entire report of that stage on the Daily Tour Monday night. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy these comments, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
This is a quote from Dave Zabriskie. His quote is, "I'm disappointed, of course. I was a little bit off, but went pretty good. I don't think the race is over yet. I'd say that even if I was in the leader's jersey. It's not over till it's over. Tomorrow is a very hard course, period. Having surveyed the course, it can be windy, and there are a couple good climbs. Not all that much fun, period. So, obviously spectacular views. Have you rode a time trial course like this in a downtown metropolitan area like Los Angeles, and what did you think of the course?
It's really spectacular here because I've never been in LA before and in such a big city, and was really, really good organized race here. And yeah, for me the road was really perfect because it was almost flat and just two little climbs there. It was really nice, not too much corners, not too difficult. So when I saw the road in the morning. I knew that it can be a really good parkour for me.
Can you both talk about the strategy tomorrow to keep Mick in the yellow jersey? What do you know of the course tomorrow, and what will you guys have to do to win this thing?
We haven't seen the course. I mean, I think we're like the majority of the riders in the race. We can only go from what's on, you know, in the race booklet. We'll send some of our management staff around the course tonight or early tomorrow to see. And with regards to the tactics of the race, first and foremost is protect the jersey. And I'm very confident with, Bert Grapps, Bernie Eisel, young TJ, Tony. I think we've got a strong team. Obviously, from what I hear, it's a very difficult circuit with a tough climb. To repeat four times, I believe. It's not over. It's far from over. But saying that, I think we're one step closer today. And tomorrow we'll take the day as it comes.
Michael, you're 9 seconds up on GC now. Within that time bonus at the finish tomorrow, how does that difference between, you know, 9 seconds versus being in a GC lead of, let's say, 11 seconds, how does that play into the tactic tomorrow?
Obviously, it isn't a huge lead. It's still 9 seconds. 9 seconds, if you count out in meters, is a long way. And I'll just repeat what I said. You know, my job tomorrow is just to mark the top GC guys, and if they move, I'll move it too. We can expect a lot of attacks from guys that are a bit further down the general classification ranks, but that's my team will be there to cover them. And we're really excited. We think we can do it. You know, we took a lot of people doubted us before the start of this stage and said that we couldn't do it, but we took one step closer today. And it's not over, but in the meantime, we're one step closer.
Tony, when did you know today that you were on a good ride?
I had all the time the radio in my ear, so my trainer was sitting in the car and had split times from Bert Grubsch, who's also a really good time trialer. I heard at the beginning that I had 30 seconds and it grew up to 1 minute, so I knew that it's a really good time because Grubsch was leading the race so far, and that motivates me really to go really deep, because at the beginning of the race I didn't know if I have the legs to make a really good time trial today, because I had to work yesterday really hard. So yeah, I knew that I had a really good time and had to finish really hard.
The 2010 Daily Tour Podcast is sponsored by EpicPlanet.tv, producers of the Epic Rides DVD series, virtual bike rides filmed on truly epic routes in scenic locations around the world. Epic Rides DVDs are great for winter training, rainy days, or any time you want to do a concentrated indoor training session. Right now, Epic Planet is offering an amazing deal on what they're calling the Fredcast 5-Ride Bundle. All five of the current Epic Rides, Epic Vermont, Epic Acadia, Epic Saguaro East, Epic Mount Lemmon, and Epic Rouge Roubaix at a truly epic price. Five DVDs or digital downloads, normally a $150 value for just $95.46. Get all five DVDs and the digital downloads, normally a $200 value for just $112.46. To get this amazing limited time price, go to epicplanet.tv/Fred, place your order, and use the coupon code Fred at checkout. That's epicplanet.tv/Fred, coupon code Fred, for an epic deal on epic rides. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast at www.thefredcast.com and powered by the resources of bicycle.net. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com or to jt@bicycle.net. This is your host, David Bernstein, from the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. So long from the 2010 Amgen Tour of California, and thanks for listening.